Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jenna Abernathy is our guest, our new friend, soon to be not a new friend. We're going to get her back. We got more to learn from her. She's the author of the new book, The Inequality Equalizer, and it's all about what she calls the art and etiquette of bragging. Is that right, Jenna?
That's right.
Pretty amazing. So it's all about putting your best foot forward, folks. However you're, but the main thing, I think, Jenna, is not so much the challenge we have is not so much getting people to use the right words. That's actually secondary, it seems to me. The challenge we have is getting people to even think that way, to even think about putting their best foot forward. What do you think?
That's right. Absolutely. You've got to reframe it. You've got to reframe how you view it, because it really is about getting noticed for the right reasons, and it is about making sure that people understand your value.
But you got to break through first, though, don't you? Isn't that what you mean by get real?
Yes. So
talk to us about that.
Well, when you talk about getting real, I mean, you've got to find a way to level the playing field. And so part of that is to find those common interests. Part of it is to be able to build that rapport and build it quickly. Part of it is knowing, you know, how to network effectively, how to make sure that you're building those relationships that
right.
will sustain you over time.
It's called, as my friend Ivan Meisner says, it's not net play, it's network. You got to work at it, don't you?
You absolutely have to work at it. And I think that, again, so many people say, oh, I don't really want to go to that dinner, or I really don't want to go to that social event. That's where you meet so many people in business. All it takes is one of those relationships.
I've never gone to a meeting like that. And I've had lots of events across the country, around the world, where I didn't want to go. I don't want to know another one of these things. And I've never gone to one, whether I wanted to go or not, that I didn't come back and better off professionally.
Absolutely. But you know what's interesting to me is that I find, and I always observe this, you know, you have a big conference or you have a big social event for a company, and especially those individuals that are new to the workplace, and what do? They want to sit with, quote-unquote, the people they work with, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to sit where? In the back of the room.
Right, where they can slip out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who are they going to meet doing that? I mean, what I tell people is, wait a minute, you want to go, when you're networking, you want to go sit as close to the reserve tables as possible.
That's right.
Right, because who's sitting at those
That's right, the decision makers.
That's right, and who's going to be at the tables as close to those as possible? The ones that are next in line to get promoted, that are going to get ahead, those are the people
right.
you want to meet, because you've got to create sponsorship.
And you can do. And hanging out is not bragging, is it? Just hanging.
No.
You get to be. You get to walk around wherever you want to walk around, right?
And that's right.
Yeah.
And
so folks, she's talking about getting outside your head, and paying attention to what's going on around you. Look at your environment. Seeing what's happening, getting real about what you've got to make happen in order to break through the clutter. You've got to do it personally, just like we have to do in business. You just got to be real, as you say, about the world around you.
That's exactly right. And if you own a small business, being able to sit at the right tables and share about your business.
Right.
About what you offer. I mean, again, it is finding those people that are the movers and shakers in any organization, in any company, in any setting. I mean, they're the decision makers. The decision makers sit as close as possible, if not at the reserve table, as close as they can.
That's where you want to be. If you're hiring someone and they're interviewing with you, And they don't. And this is a good. This is a good candidate. This is the credentials are there. The resume looks good. They've done a pretty good job of interviewing. No problems there. But they walk out without asking you for the job. They walk out. They don't say, Ms. Abernathy, I really want to come to work at this company. I want to make you. I want to make a, become a great employee for you, a great team member for you. If they don't say something like that, how much do you dock them for that?
You know, I do have a hesitation because I feel like people will definitely communicate their desire mm-hmm. and their enthusiasm. They've been there long enough, even just sitting in the lobby doing their research.
But isn't that something we need to talk to millennials about?
Yes.
Especially, I mean, for them to say, and I don't know that, I'm not saying that they don't want that. It's just I'm not sure they know that's what they're supposed to do.
Exactly. Well, you
ask for the job.
Yeah.
If you want the, if you don't want the job, don't. But if you want the job, ask for it. That's putting your best foot forward, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I talk about, you know, I wrote the Inequality Equalizer because I wrote it for the next generation. I wanted to give them an easy to read blueprint of things like this that they may not know.
And she pulled it off too, folks. It's outstanding. The Inequality Equalizer. Jenna Abernathy, you've got more to teach us. Will you come back?
I would love to come back. It's been such a pleasure.
We've loved having you here, so come back soon. And give us the website one more time, please.
Quickly. It is Jenna Abernathy. Jenna is one N.
Right, Abernathy.com. And then anything else? Another one?
No, you can. The book is available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, any of those sites.
Check them out.
Sites.
Thank you, Jenna. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.